Thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU, along with Andy and Dave Cruz.
So listen, sometimes pets can just ruin the moment. Most of the time, you love them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There are those, you know, you hear the stories of whatever. So this happened to Simon Cowell, and it really got me thinking that we would love to hear your story, 215-263-6700. So Simon Cowell's in Barbados, and he's walking around. And remember, he just had all the surgery and stuff done, so he looks really good. And
yeah.
So he's walking without a shirt on, and he's got his, like, swim trunks on, and he has these adorable little puppies that he keeps adopting. Like, everywhere he goes, he adopts another little dog. Yeah, so he's walking with these adorable little dogs, and there's it's Barbados, so there's some hot ladies on the beach. And so he's walking in front of them, and one of the dogs stops and poops right in front of them. So he was, like, mortified that this was happening, and then he had to get his little baggie out and pick it up.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just, you know, there he was feeling like such a stud.
Such a man.
And it just ruined the moment. And I thought, how relatable is
that? It
is.
That's what they do. We had, growing up, we had a corgi, you know, with the little teeny weeny legs.
Sure.
It was the first big party my family was throwing in the house we moved to, Thanksgiving. So my mom had like 20, 25 people over.
Oh, boy.
While we're eating, all the desserts are in the kitchen. And my mom makes great pie. So she had this pumpkin pie. And when dinner's over, we go in the kitchen. This little corgi with little teeny legs standing on the kitchen table eating the pumpkin pie. Eat the whole thing.
No.
Yeah. So even to this day, that's all my mom remembers about that party. She's like, remember that horrible first Thanksgiving?
That darn dog.
Yeah. Now, you had dogs growing up.
Did
they do anything?
So we had a little Yorkshire Terrier. Her name was Tuppence, and she was awful. She was like, no one liked this dog because she would bite everyone. But she was so cute. So you'd like put your face out like, oh my gosh, you're so
cute.
And then she would bite your, and she bit more noses than anyone.
Okay.
Because you know how that's a thing. Anyway, so my parents were out of town, and I had a couple friends sleep over, and she, you know, the Tuppy, that's what we called her for short. Tuppy starts barking at like 5 a.m. So I thought she had to go outside.
Yeah.
So I opened the door to get her leash and she took off. And she was started chasing the paper boy who I had a massive crush on.
Oh, no.
So now he knows where I live because he delivers my paper. So he looks over and he sees this little Yorkshire Terrier bolt like a lightning bolting right through the yard, right? And he runs cross country. So he starts running and he looks over and I'm standing there in my pajamas in the doorway like,
oh my gosh,
what do I do? Because I started calling her, but then I didn't want to draw attention to myself. So I closed the door and I went back inside. I made him fend for himself. So he took off with all of his papers and everything.
Yeah, little dog chasing after him.
Yeah. And then the next time I saw him, he was like, did you? I was like, I had no idea. I wasn't even home. I was away. I must have been the dog sitter. I don't know.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Oh my God.
But everybody's got those stories, right? So, tell us about the moment that your pet ruined the moment. 215-263-6700.
Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. We do love our pets, the little furry members of our family, but boy, they do have a way of doing embarrassing things. Nick, what is your story?
My story is the first time me and my wife ever, like, really went on a walk together, like, we were first dating, I had a pug, Jack Russell. It was a girl, too. And then out of nowhere, she just lifts up her leg and she pees on my wife's foot in flip-flops.
No!
She never does that to anybody, and it was like the first time she ever done it.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Wow.
That is disgusting. And she stayed with you anyway, huh?
Yeah. We've been married for a little over a year now and everything, and everything's still great.
Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summers Show here next to you. Debbie, I think, has a fantastic story. We're talking about pets and how they've embarrassed you. Debbie, what's happening?
So my story is I have a fabulous little Yorkie poo named Buster, and everybody who knows us knows Buster and his friend Miss Lady. Whenever we have company, he feels the need to drag Miss Lady out, and usually it's in front of a mirror, and he performs some pretty impressive acts with Miss Lady, and our company is always entertained. Sometimes it's quite embarrassing, especially when my daughter was younger and she would have a boyfriend over.
Oh,
and
my
he would
gosh.
Drag out Miss Lady and he licks her and throws her.
Okay,
in the
okay.
Oh,
okay.
No. Oh, God.
So, he's pretty impressive. And he's 10 and he still loves Miss Lady just like he did the day we brought him
so
home.
So, Debbie, what is Miss Lady?
So Miss Lady's a stuffed animal. She's Miss Lady from Lady and the Tramp.
Oh,
okay. Have you had the same one?
In the beginning. beginning, we put her in the crate, and we would say that was his nanny. But unfortunately, you know, she turned into the naughty nanny.
Yeah.
So, lady,
he yeah, likes older women.
Had quite a workout.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Maria. What is your embarrassing pet story?
So when I was a child, we had a standard size poodle dog mix named Brutus. And every year my mother would decorate these gorgeous gingerbread boys and girls, wrap them carefully, hang them on the wall in our family room. And we came home one night and they were gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and as if that wasn't bad enough, he then went upstairs and ate our Thin Mints and figs.
No, not the Thin Mints,
no!
Maria!
Yeah, yeah, the Thin Mints.
Oh, my gosh.
That's unacceptable.
I agree. My mother was really pissed.
Yeah, I would think the next couple days must not have been fun either.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
But it's a good story.
Maria, thank you.
You're welcome. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Maria. All right, Kathy, you're up. Tell us your story.
All right. So when I was a little girl, I had a bike, and, you know, back then you could ride your bike wherever, and my bike had a basket on it. So my friend Maureen and I were like, oh, we'll ride out. This was in Conjunction. We'll ride out to Plymouth. We'll go to the SPCA. I saw this cute little dog that was just calling my name. So I put the dog in the basket, and I rode home. I get home. The dog was adorable. You know, we potty trained him. And then after, like, you know, a year, 2 years, every time I would come home from wherever, my mom was screaming, Kathleen, get this dog. And I'm like, what? It would only eat her underwear.
Oh, no.
It could be anywhere in the house. It could be in a drawer, and the dog would somehow figure out how to get my mom's underwear. And so in my scrapbook, I have all these pictures of Duke, and then I took all these pictures of new underwear and put it around the dog. He would only eat my mom's underwear.
That is so funny.
Oh, my God. Ah, memories.
But it would say, like, in front of my friends are like, why is a dog eating your mom's underwear? I'm like, I don't know.
Some questions are better left unanswered.
For sure. Thank you, Kathy.
Right? Have a great day.
Yo, Philly, wake up with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.